Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and May is Month of the Military Caregiver. We talk a lot about that on the show. Time to recognize the spouses, parents, siblings, and friends that sacrifice to care for service members who are so wounded they need regular support. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it does take a village. Department of Veteran Affairs says there are more than 5 million caregivers paid and unpaid around the country. More than 9 in 10 caregivers are women, according to the VA. And we're joined now by Kelly Parker, Deputy Director of Independence Services at Wounded Warrior Project. Kelly, thanks for joining us. This is such a it's a big problem all the time. Talk to us about the role that these caregivers hold.
Yeah. Hey, Randy. Thank you so much for having me. You're right. Our caregivers play a vital role in supporting our wounded veterans of all generations. This can look like helping a loved one with daily tasks throughout the day, starting with, you know, getting out of bed, brushing your teeth, getting breakfast, all the way into the night. Caregivers can also be the primary person in charge of managing finances, managing household duties, meal planning, meal prep, childcare, you know, things like that. In addition to that, they're also helping with medically necessary tasks sometimes, like ensuring medications are taken at the right time, at the right dose, helping coordinate to and from appointments, any number of things that, you know, the rest of us may take for granted sometimes.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've got a mother-in-law is 99 years old, and she is the widow of a World War II veteran. And so her care is left up to her son and his nurse wife. I mean, as it turns out, that's such a lucky thing that she's a nurse. But still, I mean, there's just so much to do. It's 24/7. And it's a lot for somebody to take on, Kelly. I know not for a lot of recognition, right?
You're right. You know, they don't always get the recognition that they deserve. And these men and women that are sacrificing to take care of their loved ones, you know, in some instances, they're leaving a career. They're giving up their personal time, their hobbies, you know, making these sacrifices to ensure that their loved one is taken care of appropriately.
Yeah, but, you know, Wounded Warrior Project always has programs in place. How does Wounded Warrior Project support these caregivers?
Yeah, so there's a number of things that we do to support our caregivers. One of the biggest things we've done recently was helping to develop and advocate for the Caregivers and Veterans Omnibus Health Services Act of 2010. So this bill gave many benefits to our caregivers to promote their health and well-being. Some of the things that this did was provide the monthly caregiver stipend, provided healthcare coverage. It also supported in training on how to care for wounded warriors, as well as counseling, support groups. This bill was critical at supporting our caregivers, especially those, like I said, that sacrificed their careers and things to care for their loved one. But it was just a start. The Independence Program, we provide direct support to our nation's most severely wounded warriors. You know, those warriors living with TBI, spinal cord injury, or other neurological conditions. So we provide direct case management. We provide in-home life coaches that help our warriors get out into their communities, as well as alternative therapies like art therapy, music therapy, and things like that. So you'll see that while our warriors are engaging in some of those services, there's a secondary benefit, which is giving our caregivers that opportunity for respite. So our caregivers are then able to take that time while the warrior is engaging in those services to have that much needed break that they need to just make sure they're taking care of themselves. We're also providing both in-person and virtual opportunities to really allow our caregivers to connect with each other, both locally in their communities, but also across the country.
Yeah, you know, Kelly, you mentioned medical training. Who has got medical training? I mean, a lot of these caregivers are just hit with this so instantly and immediately. They have to go into action, give up their life, work 24/7, a lot of times without having any knowledge of what to do. But you mentioned that peer support. How important is that?
Yeah, it's truly life-changing. You know, as you can imagine, being a caregiver, it can be a really isolating experience. And so that peer support allows our caregivers to connect with someone who might be going through similar challenges. You know, they can talk about these unique challenges with someone who gets it. They can talk and share openly without feeling judged or without feeling any other type of way. And our caregivers are also really wonderful advocates, and they find resources. They are resourceful. Some of the strongest people we know, and they will share those resources freely with each other and really just encourage one another to know that you're not in it alone.
Yeah. So I would imagine that just creates a community for caregivers, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, whether it's in person or online, bringing our caregivers together on a regular basis, it really just makes our community stronger. So recently, one thing we did is we facilitated a 4-week virtual writing workshop with our caregivers. And then it ended with them all meeting in person, creating a spoken word piece and performing it at a local theater.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was awesome. These caregivers, they had an opportunity to write and share their stories, share their sacrifices, their challenge, their worries, and their victories with each other, and then with the local community. And it really just, it provided them an opportunity to talk and share with each other, to gain that support. It was really just a powerful event.
And just kind of lets them know that you're not alone. I mean, you're out there with other people that are going through the exact same thing.
Definitely.
That is incredible. We're talking to Kelly Parker here, Deputy Director of Independent Services at Wounded Warrior Project on the National Defense. Kelly, how does Wounded Warrior Project help these families prepare for the challenges that come with caregivers getting older?
That's such a good question. So this is a real worry for many of our caregivers, and they've shared that worry with us. You know, they asked us the question, what happens to my warrior if something happens to me? And, you know, in many of these situations, we have parents that are caring for their son, you know, caring for their daughter, and our caregivers are aging just like our warriors are aging. Mm. So through the Independence Program, we are helping families develop a plan. So that means looking at long-term care planning, you know, taking a look at their benefits to ensure that they're maximized, developing a financial plan and an estate plan for both the warrior and the primary caregiver. So really, by making these plans now, our warriors and our caregivers can feel safe and secure knowing that a plan is in place in the event that the caregiver can no longer provide that same level of support to their loved one.
Well, and if we got caregivers listening right now, what if they don't have a plan right now?
Yeah, I mean, if there's no plan in place, a warrior may end up in an assisted living facility. And right. In some cases, that might be a good choice. You know, in other situations, a warrior may prefer to hire additional in-home supports to stay in their home as long as possible. You know, the key here is really to working with our warriors and working with our families to review all the different options that are out there. Prepare finances, build a plan, and do that ahead of time. You know, we want to support our families and our warriors in putting these plans together long before we ever have to put that plan into action.
Yeah. And, you know, I, at least with my 99-year-old mother-in-law, you know, it comes down to the decision to you want to make them as comfortable as they can be,
right.
But you want to take care of them. And a lot of times you just don't know, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a tough deal. But,
you
know, thanks to Wounded Warrior Project for everything you guys are doing. Kelly, thank you for joining us. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.